The COVID-19 pandemic hasn't stopped activity in Rafael Garza's sector. I met up with the Border Patrol Special Operations Supervisor along the Rio Grande one recent morning.
Okay, right now we're in downtown Laredo, pretty much near the both international bridges, Bridge 1, Bridge 2.
And, there's a road to our left and a grassy area to the right, leading down to the river. On the other side, the Mexican city of Nuevo Laredo.
What Laredo is, it's very cartel controlled. So the cartels see this as a business. So basically, nobody crosses the river without payment to them.
COVID-19 hasn't changed that, but it has changed how Border Patrol does its job.
Obviously, the use of personal protective equipment, social distancing, the implementation of Title 42 has helped out to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus into the United States. Because all these people that are coming across that we do apprehend is we don't know their past travel history, where they're coming from, if they're symptomatic or asymptomatic.
Title 42, which Garza mentioned, is part of the U.S. code that deals with public health. The Trump administration cites Title 42 in the CDC order for March and says that's what allows officials to quickly return migrants who cross the border, even asylum seekers and children who are supposed to go through a formal legal process.
What's happening now is that with the CDC order under COVID, they are saying that public health law basically is superseding immigration law.
Cardinal Brown's the director of immigration and cross-border policy at the Bipartisan Policy Center. She says the Trump administration's use of Title 42 is unprecedented. Title 42 has been around in some form since the 1890s, originally enacted to stop boats from entering U.S. ports if they came from areas dealing with spikes in infectious diseases like smallpox or cholera.
In generally, it has been used in the past or can be used to prevent entry or to quarantine people after they've arrived. But as far as I know, this is the first time it's been used very broadly to apply strictly to people entering between the ports of entry at the U.S.-Mexico land border.
A CBP spokesperson told me, quote, "By quickly expelling individuals who cross illegally, we protect them, our agents, and the American public from potential exposure to COVID-19. But migrant advocates and some policy experts disagree, like Cardinal Brown. She and others say this is just the latest way the Trump administration is deterring or preventing people from having full access to the asylum process in the U.S.
So they're not even bothering with any of the immigration law requirements, and they're just simply sending people back to where they came from.
The ACLU and others say what's happening is illegal and filed a lawsuit. The medical community has pushed back too. Dr. Catherine Peeler with Physicians for Human Rights say the group asked 6 experts in infectious disease to review and analyze the CDC order. Their conclusion?
There really was no public health sense behind it. So it really kind of categorically targets one particular group who is not any more at likelihood to essentially spread COVID-19 and other groups that we are continuing to allow into the United States.
In May, Physicians for Human Rights told the CDC asylum seekers are no more likely to spread COVID-19 than students, temporary workers, and truck drivers who cross the border and are currently exempt from these types of restrictions. PHR and human rights organizations like Amnesty International and Human Rights First condemned the practice back in March and said the federal government can both protect public health in the U.S. and migrants seeking protection. During our interview in Laredo, I asked Border Patrol agent Garza about this.
And I think that question is more political. It's a matter of personal opinion, whether it's 6 experts or 6 Border Patrol agents. I mean, who are you going to trust? Just because they have an expert title in front of their thing? I mean, well, right now, if you see, it is working. It is a good tool that the United States government is using to mitigate the spread.
CBP data shows since the CDC order went into effect in March, there have been almost 70,000 Title 42 expulsions at the southern border. Most individuals or families returned to Mexico aren't from there and have no idea what to do next. They can end up homeless or targets for organized crime. Just a few reasons advocates and groups like PHR, Amnesty International, and others have called these expulsions inhumane, human rights violations, and that these expulsions violate U.S. refugee laws and treaty obligations. Sarah Melendez is a public affairs officer. She joined Agent Garza and me on the Rio Grande that day. Melendez jumped in to answer a question I had asked Garza about some of the claims made by these human rights organizations.
Any of those questions dealing with human rights or ACLU or anything, you can put those in email writing and we'll have our headquarters office give you a response back to that. Go ahead and submit it in writing and we'll get you a response back because we have to look into it. We got to see what they're talking about and we got to do some more research on it. Okay.
We reached out to CBP and by email, a spokesperson didn't directly answer the question either, and reiterated that Title 42 has helped mitigate the spread of COVID-19. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Laredo.